What's up, Michigan? It is another hour on the only syndicated statewide afternoon sports radio show, 19 stations strong. For the one close to you, go to thehugeshow.net. There you can listen to the free stream weekdays between 3 and 6. And on the iHeart app, search The Huge Show, and you can listen anywhere in the world where you get mobile service. I do want to welcome in Dan Miller, one of the best play-by-play voices in football, the voice of your NFC North champion Detroit Lions. How you doing, Danny?
How you doing? It's good.
Today was officially the uniform release day around 8 p.m., but like everything on Earth, there's Twitter, there's social networks, there were leaks, and now the Lions have embraced the leaks, and the new uniforms are out with the white jersey, the Honolulu blue jersey, and also a black jersey, which I love. I know we're radio, we're not a visual medium, but what are your thoughts on the new look jerseys for the Lions?
Well, I think the one thing that I was looking for was just, you know, let's make them sharp, let's make them crisp, and I don't think it has to be complicated. And I think if anything, if you look at the differences in the jerseys and the numbers and the colors on the numbers, how sharp the numbers were. I did not like the numbers on the old jerseys. They just, the sixes and the nines and the fives and the eights just look too much alike. I think these are sharper. I think the block lettering on the back is sharper. I think the white inside the numbers is sharper. So I just think it's going to pop and have more of a contrast on the field than what they had before. And I think once people see the helmets and see the pants with the uniforms, I think they're really going to love them. I think it's great. I'm a black uniform fan. I was glad to see them incorporate the black. And I think, again, it's to me, it's not about being complicated. It's about popping and having the colors show through. And I think they really did a nice job with that.
So the black uni, and I agree with everything you're saying. The black uni will be used how often? There's no predetermined set amount. It's not in a rotation. It will be their alternate jersey.
You know what? That stuff, I am not great on that stuff, to be honest with you. I think that it's a twice a year thing that you can wear the black, I believe, for that alternate jersey. But I'm sure that'll be incorporated in the media stuff that they put out tonight. But I believe it's twice, but I wouldn't swear to it.
Yeah, I'm looking at the jerseys, and again, and this is why I think I hear your excitement even before we talked on air or off air, that you're a play-by-play guy. You're up a pretty good ways doing play-by-play to have names and uniforms and numbers that you can see better. You love it as a Lions play-by-play guy.
Oh, I had a conversation with Rod Wood. It was probably 15 months ago. And we were talking, and he goes, I can't tell you much. He goes, but I will tell you this, the numbers on the new uniforms will be easier to read. And I said, that's beautiful because, I just think they look better now than they did before. I think the white makes them pop more. But, yeah, as a play-by-play guy, again, the difference between a 6 and an 8 and a 9 in the old uniforms, man, it was like an inch of fabric, and trying to see it from all the way up there was difficult. So I think these are going to look great under the lights, and I think the contrast that they have now will be more significant.
Yeah, I'm looking at a picture of the white jersey. It has Detroit above the numbers and the block lettering. I agree with you, and the font is different. Also, it's kind of cool on where normally there's a tag on most jersey shirts. It says 313. That's on the inside. It says 313. The noticeable thing, too, you'll see are the stripes, kind of like the Mustang, the Ford Mustang stripes that they have on the helmet now will be on the sleeves. Did it say Lions before, or did it say Detroit on the old? Because I don't have a photo of the old unis. I'm just trying to go off the top of my head. Did it have Lions above the number, or did it say Detroit?
Yeah, there's places you can look to contrast that. I think it said Lions.
Yeah, so do I.
I'm be honest with you. Yeah, I'm going to be honest with you. I've told people this before. I'm colorblind. I am like the least uniform savvy person you'll ever meet. It's like there are people that can tell you piping up and down and this and that, and it's I don't know, maybe just because I've never been good with colors, I never committed a lot of time to it. I just look at something, and to me, it's like, does it look sharp? Does it look clean? And that's what I like about these, is it looks sharp and it looks clean. But I will guarantee you this, if somebody gave me a pop quiz on uniforms, I would fail miserably.
Yeah, I'm trying to look and go back in time. I do remember the black. I think the last time the black was worn, wasn't that when Calvin was playing? I think it was.
Right? 2017, I think, was the last year that they had the black.
Oh, I love it. I love the black. Yeah, they do look good. I haven't gone in and seen whether the Lions or Detroit. But, yeah, the little 313, the little Detroit feel to it. And I agree with you. Numbers look so much better from a distance when I'm looking at the leaked white jersey, Honolulu blue jersey, and the alternate black jersey. So well done. You know, and you tie in the new uniform release, the jerseys, which I assume a lot of fans will be buying and wearing. You got the draft coming up next week in downtown Detroit. Lions are coming off of season where they're in the NFC Championship game. Is this not the pinnacle, because the pinnacle obviously is winning the Super Bowl, but are we at a high water mark with the franchise? I'm talking Lions history right now, where we're at.
Well, I mean, recent history, yeah. I mean, obviously they were dominant if you go back to the 50s and what they did then. But I think that, look, where we sit right now, coming off the season they're coming off of, I think by all accounts they've had a good off season. The eyes of the football world will be on the city of Detroit for 3 days or 4 days or whatever next week, because there's obviously things that go on outside of the draft. But, you know, honestly, it's where you go from here. I mean, you have tons of momentum. Your roster looks great. You have a draft coming up where you've got the opportunity to get better. You've got clearly one of the best general managers and front offices in the league based on what they've done through their first several drafts with the organization. So everything is pointing up, but, I mean, you and I are both old enough to know that it's going to come down to what you do next September, and then on October, November, December, and January. So I think there's more good feelings, more positive vibes, more confidence, more respect for this organization than we have seen probably since the 50s. And that's great, and it's fun, and it's nice to hear people saying good things, but you also understand it's going to be about what you do going forward, and nothing's going to be easy. I think this division was tougher last year than anybody thought it was going to be, and I think there's every reason to believe that it's going to be more difficult even this year with you know, Green Bay having a quarterback with another year under his belt or a year under his belt, and I think there's, you know, reason to believe that Chicago is going to be better. They may have a rookie quarterback, but there's going to be things that are going to challenge them every step of the way.
Dan Miller, voice of the Lions, joining us on the Meyer guest line here on the Huge Show across Michigan. You know, one thing I'll say so far with this offseason, and there's still some work left to do, obviously, with the draft next week in Detroit and possible acquisitions with salary cap casualties and everything before you get the training camp in late July, early August, that they're a better football team right now than they were when they lost that game in San Francisco and blew the lead at halftime. They've upgraded on coaches, especially secondary D-line. I, you know, Brad Holmes, when you look at this draft, I wouldn't be surprised if he traded up, and I would be shocked if he traded down and the Lions Nation is there all day Thursday. There's no Lions announcement for Goodell. I would find that mildly humorous, but they're a better football team right now, Dan, on and off the field.
Yeah, a couple things. One, Brad Holmes was asked about that this morning, and he said, we're going to do whatever's better for the football team. And he goes, I hope fans understand. He said, I know that would probably be a disappointment to 150,000 fans or however many are out there, 200,000 that are there. He said, but in the end, we're going to do the best thing for our football. And he said, if I end up doing that, he says, I'll put out a PSA apologizing to everybody. But, you know, we'll see what happens at 29. Or as you said, maybe they move up, maybe they move back. But knowing Brad Holmes and the way that he operates, I don't think the fact that it's in Detroit is going to have him, you know, making a pick. I still think he'll do whatever's best for the team. Now, to your point, I think where you're at right now is you could play a game today because you got Glasgow back, you got Zeitler, so your guards are set, you've improved with DJ Reader. You've improved the secondary at this point. It's not to say that you're not looking for more depth and to add more to this depth chart, but everything that they needed to address in terms of lining up and playing a game, I feel like they've addressed right now. Now, I still think you'll see more in the secondary. I think you'll see defensive line. I think you'll see offensive line. And I still think you're going to see an impact receiver at some point here, either through the draft or a veteran. So there's still things to be done. But I think the thing you like is because of the work that they've put in and the signings that they've made and the depth chart that they've now kind of put together, they're not under pressure to do anything other than get the best players you can possibly get, add them to this depth chart, but they're not going in saying, oh my gosh, we have to have X because we're not ready to play right now. I think they're ready to play a game right now, and the nice thing is they still have the opportunity to get better.
Amen. I agree with you. I just was going to say the same thing, that there is zero pressure to deliver somebody in this draft, which then creates what you mentioned that Lions GM Brad Holmes talked about earlier today, is that if he can deal 29 down for or 29 to somebody and trade down, and he gets an extra second or third, or maybe an extra third for it, he'd do that because it helps the team. And that just, when you're at that point where you're stress-free on a draft, and the Lions, notorious for picking first, picking third, picking fifth, picking seventh, that you have a draft now that the team has come that far in your home city, where there's no pressure on you, that says something about the job Holmes, Sheila Ford Hamp, that front office, and also Dan Campbell and his staff and the players, what they've done.
Yeah, no doubt. And it's everything that you just mentioned, because it's drafting and developing. And that's the reason that we're here having a positive conversation right now, because that hasn't been the case with the Detroit Lions in a long time. They're drafting players, and then they're bringing them in and they're coaching them how to play in this system and how to play in the NFL, because guys don't come in understanding that. And it has to go hand in hand. You can't just draft and then anticipate that they're going to be able to play in this league. It's got to be draft and develop. That's what the best teams do on a consistent basis. That's what they've done. That's why they've enjoyed this success. And it'll be the lifeblood of everything they've done going forward, because they've not been a team to go out and spend lavishly on free agents. They believe in developing their own guys and re-signing their own guys and keeping their own guys. And, you know, it's not to say that I don't think they will spend here and there, but for the most part, I think this wants to be, and they want to be, a homegrown football team that, and when you look at his first drafts that he's put together and the way that chart is now, depth chart's now dotted with Pro Bowlers and reliable starters, their plan has worked so far.
Dan Miller, voice of the Lions, talking about the Lions' new jersey reveal that came a little bit early with a leak, I think, on the Fanatics website, jumping the gun a little bit, putting it out for sale. They look cool, awesome. I'll have them up at Huge Show on Twitter, The Huge Show on Facebook if you want to check it out. Dan, enjoy next week. I know it's going to be crazy for you with the TV gig down there in Detroit. You guys are going to have coverage all week long. Appreciate your time here on The Huge Show across Michigan.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
All right. There's one of the good dudes in the business, Dan Miller, joining us on the Meyer guest line. Now, speaking of the draft next week, on Thursday, the 3-1-3 first-round draft bash with David Gregory, the NFLPA certified agent, Bull Rush Sports, and David's based in West Michigan. He has some guys in the draft. I don't think they're going to be first rounders, but he's putting on a party. The Michigan Sports Network, Marty Boer, and The Huge Show, we've partnered with him. I'll be broadcasting live from the world-famous Caucus Club in downtown Detroit, about a half a mile from the NFL draft stage, where Goodell will take the stage that night, 1 week from today, around 8 p.m. Now, it's a private party. We do have 5 pair of VIP passes. Winners each could win 2, which would be one of them with 2 VIP bracelets. All you have to do is go to @HugeShow on Twitter, The Huge Show on Facebook. You'll see where you need to leave your name and contact information. We'll draw the winners coming up Monday on the show. And I do want to thank our presenting sponsors. The Tullymore Golf Resort in Canadian Lakes, Michigan. The Tullymore course opens up tomorrow. Thank you, Matt Golden, the CEO and GM at Tullymore. Copper Craft Distillery. They're the makers of Honolulu Blue, the official huge show beverage of the Lions. Honolulu Blue and Copper Craft inside Ford Field. They're a presenting sponsor for our 313 Draft Bash in Detroit. And look for Honolulu Blue, the Honolulu Blue and Silver cans in stores all across Michigan. And ask for it at your local bar, pub, restaurant, or golf course. 21 and up to drink it. Blue Raspberry Lemonade and Vodka Honolulu Blue. And a special thanks to Dorn Mayhew, world headquarters in Troy on the east side of the state. Josh Garvey and his team run Dorn Mayhew's GR office. They're also a presenting sponsor of our 313 Draft Bash 1 week from tonight with Bull Rush Sports and NFLPA certified agent David Gregory, Marty Boer, Michigan Sports Network, and the Huge Show. And again, if you're 21 and up and your guests will have to be 21, go to at Huge Show on Twitter, the Huge Show on Facebook, and enter to win a pair of VIP passes.